this morning is entitled, I am the reason. So this sermon, this sentence, is talking about self-individual. Not about pointing your friend. Not about pointing the elder. But pointing yourself. Now, this sentence is being used in two ways. The first one, when things are going okay, when things are going as you want, then you hear somebody say, I am the reason. You are in grade 12 today. Then someone will say, I am the reason. You are married today. Then someone will come and use the sentence, I am the reason. So when things are good, when things are going okay, then someone will use this sentence, I am the reason why she's looking beautiful. I am the reason why is smooth here on the face. I am the reason when is walking, is some shapes are moving up and down. So someone will think is the reason. Others will still say, without me, she would have not been married. So this sentence is being used. It includes the pride to someone. Someone talking this sentence, he may also involve the prideness of himself. Because without him, maybe those things would have not happened to her. Don't see how much they are being proud today. I am the reason why he's saluting today. Even if he's walking like that, I'm the one who made him to go to college. So even in schools, when pupils get good results, the teacher and the headmaster, they will come out and he will use the same sentence, I am the reason. So at least you have found, you have seen, you understand where we use this word. And you know that everyone here has used this word before. Anyone who haven't used this word again, let's have the word. No one. Okay, so I've said there are two ways. Now the other one. I wonder if now we read in the book of Jonah. In the book of Jonah, I don't want much to talk about the many background of Jonah. But Jonah, we understand that he was sent on the certain area to preach. But Jonah decided to go other way instead of going to Nineveh. Jonah went to Tarshish. Now at the area of my interest, Jonah this time is in the boat. The boat, the ship that was coming from Joppa, going to Tarshish. Now Jonah is inside, going opposite from the boat. Now listen, brethren. At this point, the wind blew on the sea. People started praying, using tongues, different languages. At this time also,
no,
Jonah was sleeping.
While
others are throwing their
cargo
outside. While others, the other passengers are throwing out everything.
But
Jonah is serious.
Sleeping.
At this time in our Christianity, there are Christians who are just sleeping in the church. Even if things are going hard, they will never contribute anything. They will never talk about anything in the church. My brothers, my sisters, elders, you are sleeping like Jonah. Jonah is sleeping. At this time, Jonah is sleeping. People are throwing out their
capital.
Even those that are small, they were throwing in order for them to be saved. Jonah is sleeping. How many work that you are doing for the Lord? The choir is limping, but you are seated there. Everyone is going down, you are seated there. Dorcas is going down, you are seated there. Your only job is coming to church and sleep and sit. You are Jonah at this moment. Now listen to Jonah. When the problem arises, then someone realized maybe there is someone. Then someone went to Jonah. Jonah, why are you sleeping? When we are facing problems, we want to build the church. You don't want to contribute. We are talking about the tithe. You don't give out the tithe. You cannot join choir. Then now Jonah is being asked, why are you sleeping? I want us, we lead Jonah
1,
verse 12.
Jonah 1, verse 12.
Then Jonah replied,
"Nao ati repuli vene,
pick me up,
sendeni,
throw me into the sea."
No kun kunja muli vemba. Eo nomba amabimbi atara.
I know that it is my fault. What a good attitude from Jonah. Apart from talking about bad things about Jonah. Now Jonah here is showing us a special character. Jonah accepts that I am the fault. I am the reason. Just throw me outside. I am the reason. Here in the center of my preaching. Are you able to accept when things are going bad? When you are caught as a witchcrafter, do you stand to say, yes, I'm a witch? If you are caught as Liule, do you stand to say, yes, I'm a witch? If you are caught as a doubter, yeah, do you stand and say, yes, the church is going down? Have you ever accepted to say, I am the reason? Why choir is not doing fine? Have you ever thought, maybe I am the reason? Listen, brethren, at this chapter, the trouble that happens in the sea, it was because of Jonah. They throw their business just by one person. Just realize yourself there. Your presence and your contribution can make church suffer or
grow
forward. Just your contribution to your AY can make youth going up or going down. Now Jonah accepts the mistake. How many times have you ever accepted your mistake? Even if you are caught adultery, you never accept. Even if the church follows you to say, someone will never accept. But the only people that God wants,
it's
only people who can accept, who can repent. Yes, I'm a witch doctor, but I need your presence.
No,
this is the time that Jonah was. He repented to say, I'm against to the will of God. Oh Lord, help me. Let me accept that these people can be saved. So if you don't practice anything in the church, you are making other people to suffer. Remember, Jonah was just alone. All people who were in the ship, they suffer. Why can't you realize? Why can't you accept? You say, well, the reason why the church is not going up is because of me. Because we are talking about the reason, not pointing the company leader, not pointing the district, not pointing the conference, but you individual to accept. Oh God, I am the reason. Now there is a reward to you, my brother. There is a reward, fathers and parents. When you accept, then God will able to heal you and take you forward. This is the problem that we are having this time. Now, if you will read in the same verse 4, the Bible reads, then the Lord sent a great wind on the sea. Okay. So now we have found the reason. It's God who sent the wind. Brothers and sisters, we may see like this church. We may see this church is going nowhere. We may understand the church is going to the opposite side of God. We may see more like leaders are moving from a wrong way. But I'm telling you this morning, it's God who sent the wind to the sea so that the problems can come. So even if you are going in problems, you need to understand maybe God's wants the perseverance in you. God's want, how strong are you? God wants to understand if you can achieve what you
achieve.
So don't worry. Your only job here is to accept. Oh Lord, I am the reason. Oh God, I am the reason. I need you to forgive me for what I've done. I've tended along. But I need your presence. The problem, we even failed to mention what we do. But God wants us to mention. If we mention, then it shows remorse and humbleness, so that when you humble, then God will be able to protect you. Brethren, next week we are having the Holy Communion. Holy Communion is not for people who are saved. Holy Communion is not for people who always hold Bibles. Holy Communion is not for the elders. Holy Communion is not for people who are baptized. But Holy Communion is only for people who can accept. Yes, God, I am the reason. When things are going bad, you'll be able to accept. Yes, I am the reason. Tuesday, I did adultery. On Friday. I did another sin. If you
will
realize in this way, then you realize and ask forgiveness from God. Oh God, forgive me. I know I went far. This is the main reason why the Holy Communion is there. It's not for those who are baptized. Not for those who are perfect. So if you avoid Holy Communion because you did something backwards, you are just distancing yourself from God. Are we together, church? So, this Holy Communion, it's you and me to accept, oh God, I want to put in your blood so that I become stronger. Now imagine, now you are running away. That is the problem. We know the consequences of this program. That's why we do avoid. But today I'm challenging you this morning. Only when you accept, oh, I am the reason, then God will be able to receive you. This is the short sermon in this morning. May God bless us.